Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to Game Busters. We are in video game movie hell, continuing our journey into Resident Evil. Oh, okay. Sure, yeah. Into Resident Evil Apocalypse. This is the second of the Paul W. Anderson, not Wes Anderson, Resident Evil movies. With Mila Jovovich.
We don't want some Life Aquatic.
Could you imagine Wes Anderson making a Resident Evil movie?
Actually, one of our fans, please do a version of that.
Yeah, make a whole movie for us, actually.
I'm just asking for a clip. Okay. Not a whole thing.
All right. So anyway, today we're diving into Resident Evil Apocalypse. So I have not seen this film. Have either of you seen this one?
No.
And also say your
names.
I've
only seen the first one.
Oh, my name is Jess. No, Jesus. I have not watched Resident Evil 2.
Okay.
Felicia has only seen the first one.
Okay.
Who's Felicia?
Now, or three times.
By process of elimination, it must be me since she was speaking in third person.
It's this cat right here.
Ah.
Who's a boy.
That is a good boy. Okay. So yeah, we're going to be, I guess, all fresh eyes on this one. I've not seen it. So, I'm going to get right into this. This is a blissful 90 minutes. So let's get right into it.
Oh, that's an effect.
I worked for the Umbrella Corporation.
What year did this come out?
Powerful commercial entity in the
this
world.
This is 2004.
I was head of security.
Okay.
At a secret facility called.
Oh my god, is that 20 years ago?
A giant underground laboratory.
I was about to say 10 years ago.
Viral weaponry. But there was an incident.
It is only 10 years ago.
Everybody died.
Right, the same way that the 1970s were 30 years ago.
What a lovely city. I'm sure nothing bad's gonna happen to it. Good news
for all you hate. Now it's too wholesome. People run on the streets now.
Look, that man's mowing his lawn. Stay with us
after the break. I thought he was gonna hit her in the head.
How bad is it?
You have to come.
It's Jared Harris.
I have to get my daughter.
It's been taken care of, sir.
It is.
What are you doing?
Wow.
Look, you don't understand. She's already left for school.
Does
First
he normally
of all...
look like that insane with those tiny, tiny glasses?
No.
First of all, taking somebody in a wheelchair is against the rules.
That's
you can't just push someone around in a wheelchair. It is.
Oh, we got little. Okay, Raccoon City Junior School.
I only see squirrels. Where's the raccoons? Oh, payphones!
What do you think their mascot is?
Sorry, like right when you asked that, they got in a car crash. I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
Oh, here's Jill.
Uh-oh. Oh wait, is this Jill?
Is she wearing a mini skirt?
She is. Well, this is. Yeah, this is her.
She's wearing a game costume.
Right, I remember. They were like that tiny, tiny strip of paper is desperately trying to cover her nipples. Also, I've been to the hospital. That's not typically what they put you in.
Hospital gown's too covering for Paul Anderson.
Mm-hmm. This has to be some sort of like fetish thing for the two of them, I think.
Well, this whole film.
Just all of the career. Yeah, the whole career.
Should we make a movie together again?
I would
take
my
the heels off. Oh, we got a panty shot. Exciting.
It has a key lock, boo. Oh, now? Now you're doing the key code? How many fucking numbers? Just take me, guys. Just take me.
No.
How many numbers?
No.
Nikolai, tie me off.
Oh, it's got Nikolai in it. Wait.
Nikolai?
Yeah.
Who's Nikolai?
Russian guy in the third game.
Oh, okay. I have not played that one yet. No.
That would have been so funny if he just hit the ground.
So I already don't like Jill.
Oh yeah, what's not to like? She's got the mini skirt.
I'm just, yeah. If we don't get one corny catchphrase out of her in this film, which I highly doubt we will, just, yeah, not good. Reach the gate.
She, to be fair, she hasn't said anything yet. There we go.
Oh, she's thinking it. These are our
people, Jill. Jill's like, catchphrase.
Kill them all!
It is pretty wild how much all of these movies made.
To be honest, the early 2000s were quite shit for films.
That is true. People just kind of went to see whatever.
The risk of infection is too great. You must understand.
Was Jared Harris in the first one? You do
what you have no. To
do. No.
I like how that guy is like whispering, but then he's talking like how you would actually talk if you were next to a helicopter. Now is that, could that be Mila, is that Mila Jovovich? Am I in a Paul W. Anderson movie?
I like to go around in my robe barefoot, walking around the city with.
Hey, she was wearing a strip of paper earlier, so this is definitely an upgrade.
He's like, hey, this girl's wearing two sheets of paper.
What did she? She went to the ammo store. What store did she go to? That has like tank tops, but also guns.
Actually, is this girl turning into a werewolf? What's happening?
I don't know. I was gonna say scratch that, because that's every store we have here.
An ammo store? Especially
yeah,
the
if
South.
You, I mean, you go to, you roll into TJ Maxx to pick up a nice top, you can just pick yourself up a gun on the way out. So I'm guessing that Jared Harris is gonna spend the rest of the movie looking at a computer and telling people things over the phone.
He's the man behind the screen.
Yeah, he's the guy. The man
at the keyboard. What's it? Yeah, the man in the chair. That's it. Oh, she's got those early 2000s boots as well.
I love those boots.
Look at them.
I hate calf boots like that.
Very rubber.
I like... Yeah, I have big calves, so that's why I hate them.
In the tube top. Right, so this is a perfect opportunity for Jill to use, like, a church-related slogan.
Oh, the liquors are back.
Got these House of the Dead style, like, red flashes while they're fighting.
Yeah, at least they're not flashing to videos of an arcade game.
Yeah.
Although that was very funny, so.
At least he was trying new things.
Yeah. That, at least I want to say the effects look better in this than the last one.
I was literally about to say that, but I think it's more the design of the creatures just looks better.
Yeah. Who could that be, I wonder?
Mila Jovovich between two sheets.
This is how every Persona character enters when they get added to the team.
Move.
Wow.
That was unnecessary.
Yes! What? Wait. I don't think I understand physics.
Don't need to, this is Mila Jovovich.
You're right.
Oh, she's got the early 2000s net shirt.
For sure. I was about to say, this is definitely, like, coming on, like, the heels of the time when this would have been, like, unironically very cool.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was at, like, kind of the tail end of it.
Oh, and she's got the flared trousers.
Oh yeah? Let me see.
Oh, those bootleg. I think that might be bootleg.
Ew. Do you think...
Who the fuck are you?
I was gonna say...
Do you think these two are gonna be unnecessarily bitchy to each other just because they're the two women in the film?
I wasn't gonna say that, but yes. I was gonna ask, do you
will
think...
not pass the Bechdel.
Well, yes, that was my question. Despite having two lead female characters, is this movie gonna pass the Bechdel test? No, keep going.
Not while we're talking about the Bechdel test. Get out of here.
So, yeah, this is not a good look for the movie.
I don't think it's passing the Bechdel test, to be honest.
Sick of this lady already.
Who, Jill?
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to know how the zombies came up from the ground, because they would have never had the zombie gene if they died this long ago. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no precedent for this.
These people would have been dead years.
These Resident Evil levels off the charts.
And certainly for a zombie to claw its way out of a box 6 feet under the ground. There's... No, Nemesis is coming, huh? They're activating Nemesis. Yeah, we're down here. Hey, we're down here, huh? Eh?
It's supposed to be Russian. Let's get Yuri. Come on.
Is Yuri not the Russian one?
They're both Russian. Nikolai and Yuri.
Are they Russian in this? Because it sounds like they're from Brooklyn.
They're supposed to be Russian.
Alright, do we think Nemesis has held up well as far as CG?
I hope they use practical effects.
Oh, no. Of course they didn't.
So, do you think the Russians are the good guys in this?
Never.
I've never heard of that. Sorry. I don't.
What was that rude? I'm sorry.
As like a plot twist in the third one, it's like
oh,
the Russian guy betrayed us. Yuri, no!
Oh no, I was really rooting for those guys. I don't understand the zombie thing, like I know this is like a dumb action movie, but like I just don't understand how it spreads this quickly.
This is a fun character.
I like him. Oh, he's got a Walkman.
See, this should be Jill. Having fun.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jill doesn't have fun, but she says catchy things.
Yeah. Who is this guy, by the way? Okay, I guess we're about to find out. Oh, funny joke.
Oh, I think they're using practical effects.
For the gun? Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that's a mask and everything. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice, that is surprising. Oh my god. He's like a rocket launcher.
They're stars. Special tactics and rescue squad. They're the best.
Are they? It seems like they haven't done a good job so far. She's like, they're special tactics, and then they all just stand there shooting the guy.
Let's see how good they really are.
Altering protocols.
How is he not dead?
I think he's not firing at him because he's a civilian. Nemesis hunts down stars. Respect.
Minimal. Yeah, I was about to say zero.
Giving him like a Terminator setup.
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of the Terminator. He's like a big guy that walks around slowly. He's got a bunch of big guns, and he just kills whoever they tell him to.
You should be thankful for that. What do you mean?
Oh? What were they talking about?
Huh?
They did something.
Okay.
Oh, okay. She's talking about herself.
Does that count?
I think that counts.
Alright, we're gonna count it.
They're not talking about men, so I think that counts. She is a terrible actress.
Who, all of them?
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. Jill Valentine is not a... I am actually kind of leaning towards Mila Jovovich as my favorite actor.
She's not even Jill, she's just wearing the outfit.
No, they said her name was Jill.
No, Nemesis is quite well designed in this,
I agree.
Thing. I wonder if they'll get the whips out. The Nemesis program. Or if he'll start mutating when he's like injured.
Oh, I remember those pants, you're right. How?
She's Mila Jovovich.
You're right. Whoa, what?
I think it's because she was experimented on.
Ah, okay.
That's what she was talking about earlier. She said she doesn't feel human anymore.
Okay, okay.
So that is just Mila Jovovich.
It's weird because it's almost like it's like a self-insert character in a fanfic because the rest of the thing is still just kind of happening around her.
You see, like, submitting the script to her husband, like, I wrote this, where I, not Jill, take on Nemesis.
Yeah. What? Wow. Oh my god.
That's quite good as well, because he does actually have the green laser on his rocket launcher when you're playing the game.
Oh, nice.
Because you got to, like, avoid it.
I like how sturdy the garbage bin is. We don't fuck around with that stuff here. That's got to be able to take a hit from a bomb. Ew.
Oh dear.
No thanks. Oh, just gonna crack it. Oh, yeah. What is this, Far Cry?
Hey, remember me? Look, I haven't been bitten or anything. Look.
Oh, you know what? I like this guy.
Yeah, bring him along. Yeah. This is what we needed in the first film. Yeah. We needed comic relief.
I was about to say, like...
Call me LJ on the counter, the informal situation.
We just needed some guy to be in the lab with them. Being like, hey, let me in.
I feel like so many movies are like, oh, it's like tropey to have a comic relief guy. I'm like, yeah, but like, it the reason everyone does it is because it helps the movie. Like... Just have somebody do some funny shit.
Yeah.
Weirdly, I feel like there's a higher production quality to this movie overall, but also it's like less fun to laugh at.
Yeah. I'll take the basement.
What are the odds this girl's about to die? There's three women in this movie. Surely she can't make it to the end. I'm going to predict that Jill will not die during this. Oh, there's the daughter.
Not now. Oh, it's another creepy British girl.
Why is she British?
Yes. We should hurry before they come back.
Is her father is?
I forgot the last movie also had a creepy British girl, but she was a hologram.
Yeah, but is this the same actress?
No, it can't be. Ashford, huh? Right?
She not modeled after her? Was it not his whole protocol?
What is a pretty grown-up name? What are you talking about? Everybody has to be every age. Alright.
I think we did look up when we watched the first film whether the girl who does the voice for the Red Queen was like in any of the others, and she was.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, it's a Jurassic Park situation.
Oh gosh.
Hide in the oven.
My whole thing is, a lot of these dead people, how are they breaking their necks because they're already dead?
Yeah, she'd still be moving.
Frying pan, get out of here.
What? Why was she just meant to be smoking? Right when they needed her to be smoking.
I don't know. Ugh. Okay, so this is the...
It's the antivirus. To the T-virus.
There's a cure.
How did you get this?
My daddy made it for me. He's sick, and someday I'll get sick too. He just wanted to stop that.
May I speak to my daughter now?
Okay.
Hello, Daddy.
Daddy!
Hey, sweetheart.
Are you Daddy, right? I want it now!
His glasses are too small for his face, and it's driving me crazy.
You really saw that.
This guy looks like the bad guy of every, like, summer movie from the 2000s. Like the corporate guy that's gonna come take the camp away or whatever.
Bluetooth earpiece. For his business calls.
Mm-hmm.
The antivirus, cellular growth.
They actually have quite a good explanation for the T virus here.
And they infected you with the T virus as well?
Yeah.
So the virus was created to bring dead cells back to life. So the cells that had died, or the nerves that had like died off from their like, you know, like progressive like illness.
Yeah.
Like ALS and Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was those types of illnesses, I think, that they've got. And then Umbrella obviously took it and used it for something else. I was head of security. I don't think the games explain it like that.
Interesting.
Did you see the way Jill was walking there? What's she doing?
Oh, that guy's funny. I like him. Oh no, they're gonna kill my boy.
Is that fair? No! Oh.
Nice. Nuh-uh.
That was like a really cool guy way to do this. Why is Jill in this movie?
I don't know. They just. Mila should have been Jill.
Yeah, like. Okay, well, this is pretty fun. Now, you do this in Sonic Adventure 2 as well, which is extremely good.
That's teasing Mila Jovovich to play Sonic in the next film. But it won't, she won't be playing Sonic, she'll be in Sonic, basically doing everything Sonic does, but alongside him.
And Sonic's just gonna wear, like, a tight corset and stand off to the side and be like, what?
We have to hurry.
We're okay.
She can't act for shit. Do you think maybe she gets better in, like, the six films?
Who, Mila Jovovich? No, I don't think she does.
What's the rush?
She was also the star of the Monster Hunter movie they did.
We've been expecting
the one that was banned in China for being so racist.
Oh, God.
Daddy?
No, Jared just got out that tent.
He was a valuable asset to the corporation. I don't even care about these people.
Wow, that guy's really doing some... He's really putting some Arnold spin on that. I don't even care about the people from this corporation. I don't remember this happening in Resident Evil 3.
The one thing I liked about the Resident Evil 3 remake is how Nemesis gets like progressively more mutated as it goes on, to the point where he's like a mess on the wall. And Jill just uses a rail gun on him.
Nice. Rail gun.
She picks up on her own.
What thematic element is she going to use to overcome Nemesis? Well, she can't just kick and punch him harder. Or maybe she can. What obstacle is she going to overcome in order to defeat Nemesis? A lot of jump cuts here.
Oh, she's realized it's Matt.
Oh no, it's that guy.
No way!
Matt, have you been working out?
Yeah, I can't believe it was that guy. I feel like at this point it might be better to kill him, though.
I don't know how she worked it out, though.
I guess his eyes, I think, is the idea. Like, she, like, got up close to his eyes and couldn't tell.
You could barely see them, though.
That's how good of a friend he was, apparently.
Arab, I hope to one day only be able to tell you by your eyes if you're wearing a mask.
Get a good look.
Finish him. I said finish him.
Finish him!
Don't you understand how important you are to me? That creature is one
thing. No.
Somehow you bonded with the T-virus on a cellular level. You adapted it, changed it. You became magnificent.
I
You're the main character, Mila Jovovich. You're not with him.
You're such a disappointment to me.
Gutted. All that strength, but no will to gutted use. To hear that, dude.
Yeah. I like how that little girl's just been standing next to her dad's dead body for the last 10 minutes watching this lady fight a monster.
Traumatized. I can't believe she recognized it was Max. He had pretty blue eyes.
Oh shit. Was he the one who was like her like close friend in the last one?
Like, they no. Were, like,
no.
I just met him.
Okay. Never mind. Why
haven't you been taken off? Because I usually drive a Cadillac.
Alright, I like this guy. I was talking about this the other day, but like, I feel like movies in the last like 5 or 6 years, I just like completely abandoned the idea of having like a comic relief character. Like, they just decided to make the protagonist like cool and quippy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just everybody, it's not even the protagonist, just everyone just quips.
Yeah, you're right. Man, I wonder what happens to the city. Why?
What villain death is this guy gonna have?
Oh shit, Jared Harris is gonna eat him. He's out of bullets. Hey! Yeah. Yeah. Hey! Alright. There we go. Holy shit. Wow, this is an expensive shot. They're dead. What are you talking about? Hang on to something.
It would go blind.
Yeah, like I don't feel like any movie knows how like actual explosions work.
We haven't like closed that bloody door yet.
What? What? We're going down.
I have a feeling Mila Jovovich will pull through considering there's
yeah.
Like five. Like,
yeah. Hey, it's a fucking Jorah. Is he back?
Fetch the medical team. What are you about? This is a different film.
Oh wait, that was Tomb Raider.
Stop it! No.
Is this the adaption universe?
Yeah, this is part of the video Wait, game.
There's no way they bring her back from dead.
She's mutated, so she's like immortal.
He was even dressed the same. It's like he's on the same set. And he just went around the
Well, did the other one come out in 2004 too? So he may have.
He may have.
Let me just walk next door.
Oh, they're doing an Alien 4 situation here.
Which one's Alien 4?
The one where Ripley gets like cloned to bring her back to life.
Is it called Alien 4 or what's it called?
Alien Resurrection.
Oh, okay.
She's wearing less clothes than the ending of the last
she's
film.
She's just naked now.
It's every time these films end, they're like, should we shove her in a lab where she's got barely any clothes on? It's how these films start and end.
It's so cold in this lab. Oh my god.
You know that trope in films where they have like the same beginning and the same ending, but it's supposed to mean different things? This is those.
Yeah.
She always wakes up with no clothes on and ends with no clothes on.
It's like The Hangover, kind of.
It's a pen. You see?
Does she not know what a pen is?
You try.
No, they said they purged her, so I have a feeling they've wiped her memories.
My name. Sir, advanced reflex. My name is Resident Evil.
I feel like she would have a seizure, remembering all this at once.
This is like in Full Metal Alchemist when they see the truth. What is it?
My name. Is Alice.
She's gonna do some karate now?
And I remember everything.
Oh, that was quick. Okay, then.
Oh no, it just fuels her.
And she sweats?
It makes her stronger.
There's no way. No, there's no way. No way. She was wet when he did that.
There's some guy now who's gonna be like, exactly as we planned.
This is Central. Request immediate backup.
How is this movie not over?
I don't know. Why does it keep going? My name is Alice.
Oh, she can see through the camera. What are we watching?
I don't know what's happening right now. Make it stop.
Because her acting is so bad. That's like the reaction people had at the cinema.
Is it the president?
Is it Odette Fair? Please.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll take over from here.
On whose authority?
Classified. Level 6 authorization.
Thank God.
Sorry, sir.
They turned up just in time for her to be leaving the building.
Nice.
What was the point in her dying? Being brought back to life?
What clearance level are you? Top?
We're part of the secret agent division.
Let them go.
Why? What nefarious plan does he have?
Are you alright?
Program Alice.
I guess I'm this girl's mother now.
Oh, it was exactly as planned.
Anyway, what did we think of this one?
I liked that a lot more than the first one.
You liked it more?
Yeah.
I think it was certainly a better movie, but I didn't find it as funny. It's just one of those movies where I was like, I wish this was more interesting in some way. But there was some funny, there was some fun stuff, and they actually tried on a few things to kind of I think this is the last remnants of cool guys don't look at explosions, and I think there's some value in that because it is fun.
They somewhat tried to keep it relevant to the game.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely more than the first one, and nothing as stupid as the laser hallway scene happened in this, but that was not really the kind of movie it was this time. So it's just this is just kind of a boring action movie now. But at the same time, it was fairly well shot, and I liked the sets and stuff. The effects were not bad.
They had a lot more money this time around, and they put most of it into the sets and stuff. I thought they looked quite good.
Yeah, especially for 2004, I think the effects looked pretty good. Nemesis looked really good, actually. Production value was really good. I'm impressed. But there is the acting wasn't very good from almost anybody.
We had less German club music.
Less. Not none, but less.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely give this 5 too small for your face glasses.
I'm going to give this 5 legless pants out of 10.
I'm going to give this 5 daddies.
Jesus.
I would put this above House of the Dead, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if we're gonna say it's like a 5, I think I would still put it below Double Dragon, because I think I had more fun watching that. Man,
I don't think I'd put it above Mario.
I love that movie so much in my soul.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like
it has so much ridiculous stuff happened in it.
Actually, I agree. I'm gonna go in on this. I'm gonna put this below Mario and above House of the Dead.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
I also was looking at the list, and I was like, oh, Lara Croft Tomb Raider is at number 2, which sort of just illustrates how bad all of these movies are.
I feel the second Lara Croft is actually too high. Why is that above Double Dragon?
I'll put it back down. Put it below Double Dragon.
I can't remember.
I love Alyssa Milano, and I love her legless pants.
I can't
that are being
remember.
Held on by suspenders.
Is it because it's got a storyline? I actually think it might be because it's got a story.
Oh, it did have a story. That's true. All right, well, thanks for joining us, and we'll be back for more movies. I feel like I've learned a lot over this journey about, like, what could really even be considered a movie, you know what I mean?
Like, it's anything, like, obviously. I've learned a lot about the film pitching process as well, I feel like.
Yeah, and I've learned a lot about how if you have a lot of money, you can just sort of make a bad movie and then make 10 more. Okay. All right, see you guys. That's bye.
Bye.
Bye.